Hello?
Hey, Troy, can you hear me?
Yeah, I mean.
All right, Troy. Hey, I apologize for that. I'm not sure what happened. I heard the hold music. I thought you put me on hold, and I was waiting. I was like, I don't know if he's on the line. Oh man, what a mess. Anyway, how's your day going so far? How's your Friday going so far?
It's going.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, there's plenty of time for it to go from it's going to great, right? So. I know you were speaking with, let me take a look here. So it looks like you're speaking with Charmaine. She sent you over here because she wanted me to help you out with some pricing. So I'm happy to do that. But before we do, I just want to make sure, do you have any questions or like any concerns about like what we could do to bring you guys more business? You know, obviously besides the pricing.
What company do you actually work for?
Yeah, I guess it would help know who we are, right? So we're, our company name is Local Splash. Like local is an area and then splash as in a splash of water. We've been doing this for the last 19 years now. And we're located out there in Fountain Valley, California.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. So, but besides the location, as far as like the program, you know, I'm looking up a couple of things here just so I can make sure I get accurate and reduce pricing here. I know you've been in business for 15 years. You're obviously a sole owner. You cover a pretty large distance. So it looks like you cover about 100 miles. Is that right?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. And then most of the stuff you've been doing right now has been word of mouth, kind of like doing like flyers. Any online stuff that you tried?
No more than a website.
Yeah, I see the website here too.
Yeah, social media.
Nice.
You know,
cool.
Not much response from social media either. You know, I'm great at my job. I'm great at what I do. It's just that it's so competitive. You know.
Yeah. Mhm. Yeah.
COVID brought on a lot of competitiveness.
That's exactly right. And, you know, honestly, we really hit the ball rolling right around COVID as well, just because back in the day, you know, there was only a select few businesses in the area. So you're competing with like four or five people. So it wasn't really that bad. So you could slap a couple flyers around, do a couple door knocks. People get used to who you are. Your name gets brought around all the time. You start getting business that way, right? The problem with it now is that because there's such a big boom and everybody becoming like a business owner and doing like small business work, it is very competitive. Really, the only people that are being consistent now, and just to be honest with you, is you have to do some type of online marketing, right? Whether it's with us, whether it's with somebody else, you have to stay competitive. You have to get your name out there above everybody else's. Because if not, then, you know, you're kind of going to struggle. Like, nobody goes to the papers anymore. Nobody looks at really flyers anymore. You know, nobody's looking at, you know, even billboards now. It's not really effective. People used to spend thousands of dollars on billboards and, like, TV advertisements. But they're not even doing that anymore, right? Everything is basically done online these days. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I agree. But I was looking at your website. I mean, it looks good. Did you build this yourself, or did you have somebody build this for you?
I had somebody to help me build it.
Okay, good, good. All right, you have access to this, to the website?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Nice. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, benefit about...
Access if you're the owner, right?
Say that one more time.
I said, you got to have access if you the owner, you and it's yours.
It's not true. Sometimes you can be the business owner and you'll work with a company and they hold it hostage. I've heard that. I've been doing this for 10 years. You know, I hear a lot of horror stories. One of the horror stories is, you know, some companies, they'll hold a website hostage. They won't give them access to it. They're unhappy with the company. They want to leave. They won't let them leave. And they say, you got to pay all this money in order to get, and I'm like, but that's your company. That's your website. Like, you should own that, right? Because, and I'm only saying that because we also build websites too. So like when we build it, it's yours, right? Like You know, even if you left us, you have an option to keep it, right? And even if you wanted to completely leave us, then we'll make sure that, like, you have access to it so that if you go to another company, they could just recreate it or rebuild it or however they want. Like, we're not going to hold anything really hostage here for you. So, but, yeah, okay, cool. It looks good. You know, with the program, obviously, we'll be able to help you out with the marketing for the website as well. So did you have any other questions? Like, anything else about the program or anything like that?
You all have a website in it, sir?
Do, like we, like our company?
Yeah.
Of course, yeah. Let me send you a text message really quick. Hang on for a second. I'll show you our website. Is this the phone number 7737? Troy, is that you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, give me one second here. You're on a smartphone, right? You could get text messages?
Yes, of course.
All right. You know, I said that to somebody just the other day, and they're like, no, I'm still on a flip phone. I was like, you're still on a flip phone? Man, that's more impressive than anything else, man. You got to upgrade. He's like, nah, I don't want to do technology. I'm like, okay. I guess that's a good way to live. All right, I just sent you a text message right now. Let me know as soon as you get it.
Okay.
You got it?
Yep.
All right, so this is going to work perfectly anyway. So we'll be able to kill two birds, one stone. I want to go ahead and get you that pricing as well. But what I'll do is I'll kind of walk you through that website here really quick. So if you take a look at our site, there's a link that's there. The text message. If you want to click on that link, it brings you to our SEO packages, like the type of packages that we have. Let me know as soon as it pulls up.
Right now, tell me about your 19 years, 10K. Marketing.
Yeah. We actually just hit our 19 year mark, a couple of weeks ago, quote unquote last year. So yeah, we hit our 19 year mark. But if you scroll down, the important stuff is this, you know, whenever you're working with somebody that's going to do marketing for you, especially when it's going to be on Google, anybody can do it. So you got to make sure that you're choosing the right company. And the company that you want to choose is you got to make sure that they are legitimately affiliated with Google. So if you look, you'll see that we have a Google Ads Partner badge. Not only is it a badge, but you can click on it. Once you click on it, if you want to do that now, it'll take you off of our website, take you directly to Google, and you'll be able to see that everything we had to do in order to become a Google partner, right? You'll see that under Google's website that our company, Local Splash, has met all the requirements to become a Google Channel partner. Not only that, but we're actually a premier partner. It's one of the highest levels that Google could have because we've been with them for so long. Were you able to see that?
Uh-huh.
Cool. All right. So once you're done reading that, if you want to just go back one screen, I'll take you back to the packages, and I'll show you the packages that we're going to get you on.
Yeah, I see your package.
Perfect. So if you look at SEO packages, we have a couple different packages. It all depends on the type of program and how many people that you have under you. You don't have like 50 or 100 people working for you. Is it just you and maybe like another guy, or is it just solely you?
Two people.
Perfect. Okay. So the plan that we want to get you on is actually that platinum option. Okay. I'll go through and I'll kind of dive in what it's going to recommend, but I want you to take a look at the advantage you're going to have today, because if you look on our website, it's typically $5.99 a month with a $299 setup fee. But because we're able to apply those credits, I mean, you've been in the business for a really long time, so we kind of want to reward you for that. So instead of $5.99 a month, I'm going to bring it down to only $249 a month. So $249 a month, typically there's a $299 setup fee, but honestly, you already have a Google Business profile. You already have a website up and running. So I don't really feel comfortable with charging you a setup fee. So I'm going to go ahead and waive that for you. So today, right out the door, there's no contracts. You can cancel at any time, and there's no penalty for canceling. The only thing that we ask for is just 2-month verbal agreement. That's it. Just give us 2 months. First month is like the setup month. The second month is when everything starts rolling in. What that includes for that second option there is that's going to include obviously getting you listed on the first page of Google, right, for those specific keywords. You obviously do pressure washing, but do you guys do anything else? Is it just pressure washing? Do you guys do like painting? Do you guys do like deck staining or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
I do variety of things.
Okay.
Dump the pad cleanings, and, you know, I build decks, I build porches, you know, things like that too.
Perfect. So it's funny you said, dumpster pad.
I do a lot of hidden, you know, my pressure washing is just a business in itself, but I got a lot of things that I do up under, you know, I do land clearing. I do all that too.
Yep.
Yeah.
So here's the problem with your business name and Google, right? So your business name has the word pressure washing in it, which means that Google thinks that you're only 100% a pressure washer, which isn't true, right? Now you do other things, right? I'm looking online actually. I just found it here. You know, gutter cleaning, gutter removal, metal roof services, algae removal, right? Those are all considered keywords. Google doesn't know that you do them because it's indexing your business as pressure washing. It's probably why you're not getting any business online for all that other stuff. What we do, what's included in that program, is going to be 15 different keywords that we can list your business for, and we'll rank you on the first page of Google for those keywords, right? So downspout cleaning would be one keyword. Gutter removal would be a second keyword, so on and so forth, right? Deck cleaning, whatever you want, we'll be able to list you on the first page for us, the benefit of working with a company like ours, because we can list you for those key terms that Google doesn't know that you do. Well, we're going to tell Google that you do them, right? And we're going to make sure that you're getting phone calls specifically from them. Another good thing is that when it comes to Google, I mean, you use Google before, right? Have you ever tried searching for a restaurant online and then a bunch of search terms for, you know, lawnmower come up? No, right? Because Google is designed that if I search for something, I'm specifically going to find something, something that I want, and I'm going to call them or I'm going to purchase it, right? So the benefit about Google is, you know, once we get you listed on that first page of Google and we get you in front of all those people, the phone calls that you're going to be receiving are specifically people looking for something specific that you do, right? So if I'm looking for a deck cleaner, I type in deck cleaning near me, you pop up, I call you, I want you to do some type of deck cleaning for me, right? You don't have to worry about like robocalls or fake calls. You don't have to worry about people calling you not knowing what you do, right? They kind of already done all that research, right?
I get 100 calls a day about Google. I'm going to tell you, I've been hit once already with somebody, and that's what really discouraged me. I got hit time already from someone scamming Google.
What happened there?
They said I was going to be listed. Be honest with you, man. I'm not going to play any games.
Sure.
They listed on the front page, and I did this already. And I paid the money, and believe it or not, it's $249. Mm-hmm. And I paid the money. When I paid the money, my bank flagged me that it was a fraud.
Oh, my goodness.
And they got my money. They got they got the $249, and that was it. But on top of that, no, I'm not listed. I just not listed on the front page.
Oh, I know.
But I'm listed whenever somebody scroll down to other businesses. You know,
right.
For mine, I'm listed that way, that on the front page. So that's why I have denied. And
yeah, of course.
People calling my phone about, you know, being listed on the front page because I haven't been burned, so I don't want to get burned anymore.
No, I understand, and I appreciate your honesty. And, you know, the main reason that I showed you and kind of what I explained to you earlier, I've been doing this for 10 years. You are not the first person to tell me exactly what you just said. And it hurts me, right? Because this is my career. This is what I do for a living, right? So I feed my family. And unfortunately, there are people that are out there because you don't need a degree to do marketing, right? You don't need a license to do marketing. Anybody can call you and say, hey, we want to do this and talk a big game. The problem though, Troy, is you have to make sure that they are a legitimate Google channel partner, right? So the main reason that I actually showed you on our website that Google badge and had you click on it, because when you click on it, there's the only way a legitimate company can be on Google is we got to go through the ringer. Like, Google is basically on us, and there's things that we have to do in order to maintain that badge. We can't just tell you and say, hey, we're going to do A, B, and C for you and have it not be true because we don't have any contracts, right? You can cancel at any time, right? If too many people do that, we lose that badge. Now the only thing that we have is our word. Well, if the only thing we have is our word, I'm going to get somebody like you and say, well, everybody's told me that. Well, how can you prove that you're not? And we're just going to be like, well, you just got to trust us, right? And it's like, that's kind of hard, right? So that's why when it comes to the trust factor, we want to make sure that you're comfortable and see that we're legitimately on Google, right? And like I mentioned to you earlier, you've got to work with a company that says that they're going to be with Google. You've got to make sure that they're at least able to prove it to you. So did that other company, were they able to show you that they're a Google channel partner? Did they pull it up and say, you know, here, this is us listed on Google, and it shows Google.com as a website and a whole nine? Or
yeah,
not so much.
Even on top of that, I struggled with Google and itself because they kept saying my profile is not set up. So I'm like, okay, if my profile is not set up, so I'm going round and round with that, then trying to get it set up. Then it's going to send you the digit code or whatever to go back in. And then it kept saying that my profile is not set up. So it just was a stressful situation, you know?
Completely.
Ain't annoyed, you know, annoying. So
yeah,
it was crazy. And then even my website, you know, even with my website, I was going round and round with the people with my website. I found, you know, got it built and paid. And then at one time, my pictures couldn't get downloaded like it needed to be downloaded. Someone went in and someone. So I lost contact with them, but they kept emailing me every, you know, weekly. But I still just. It's a bad experience, you know, I'm being honest with you. I can't promise you I signed up today. If I continue to see that this is legit, then that's a different story.
Of course.
You know?
Yeah. No, absolutely. And, you know, we signed so many people up that's been in the same exact boat as you. And, you know, just to let you know, not every company is the same, right? That's just like, you know, I'm sure you probably are. Forgive me for asking, but are you married? Do you have like a girlfriend, fiance, anything like that? Yeah. Okay. And, okay.
Man,
right. So,
28
years. Wow. Congratulations, man. That's awesome. So prior to your 28 years of being married, right? Probably a couple of girlfriends you had to go through, right? Now, if you had one girlfriend that didn't treat you right and maybe done things that inhumane, right? Something that you've been through, right? It's almost looking at it as like, well, I'll never date another girl again. Well, that's not typically true, right? You've been married for 28 years. So the point that I'm making is you're right. You know, there are companies out there that unfortunately will put a bad taste in your mouth, but I will let you know that there is a little bit of a difference here with our company. First and foremost, you know, obviously we have things that are verifiable and things that are provable. That's what I did with you today. The second thing is I do understand that anytime you talk to somebody, you sign up with them, the person that you sign up with, you never hear from them again. That is not what I do. I've been with this company for 5 years. You know, I've been in this industry for 10 years. And I will tell you that the number one complaint that we get is that the person that they sign up with, they're gone. They're out. They don't, that's it, right? So what I do is that even though I'm not the person that handles the actual work, right? Because we have an entire account management team that does that for you. Their job is to get you on Google, keep you on the first page of Google, handle the website, handle the, we also do Facebook too. So we'll do Facebook advertisements for you. Anytime somebody's scrolling, they'll be able to see advertisements on your company too. That's actually included in the 249 as well. So those are the three things that they do. So, but even though they're the ones doing it, I always make myself available. You know, I have clients right now that have been clients of ours for like 2 years, they still email me. They email me for Christmas and also New Year's, right? So I always make sure that, like, you know, if it's a quick question you want to ask, I'm available, right? If you want to shoot me an email about marketing.
Everybody must read the same prompt, teleprompt, because this is that's exactly what happens. You know, they give you your phone number to call you, and then you call them back. You said, call me back if you have any questions or concerns. So I call back if I had a question or concern, or even they said, just like you said, they manage my site, and they said, send me some pictures of them jobs. I send them the pictures of the job. I don't hear from them, and then it doesn't get. And then I turn around and I say, "Hey, I'm calling to ask. I'm calling for Jennifer. Okay, I asked for Jennifer, but she's not available at the moment. She's on the other line, you know." And I said, "Okay, give my number. Call me back.
Call you back. Right, exactly.
She's not available at the moment. She's on the other line." I said, "Man, y'all full of it, man."
Yep.
So you know, you never hear back. That's why I said everybody's singing the same donkey.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah. And that's exactly why I just told you that, right? Because again, you're not the first person to complain about this stuff, right? We've been around for 19 years. You know, this isn't a company that was just created yesterday, right? It's not a company that's been created since COVID, right? We've been extremely successful well beyond prior to COVID, right? But then everybody else wants to come up and, you know, jump into the market. Well, unfortunately, everybody's looking for the dollar mark, right? But, you know, at the end of the day, if you're not servicing your clients and your customers, you're going to have these issues at the end of the day. So the best thing I can tell you, Troy, is, you know, we are different. What exactly would it take for you to, for us to prove that to you?
You probably don't want to hear what I'm going to say.
Sure. You know, go ahead.
Situations like this, I'm, like I said, I've been burned, and I got burned good. But I threw away a lot of money for advertising and for this. Because only way I'm talking to you now, believe it or not, only way I'm talking to you now because the young lady that you that transferred you to me could speak proper English. Everybody else is foreign, and you can't understand what they're saying. And then she came off and said that we talked once before, you know, and that I say talking to her. Don't hang up. I got another call coming in, but don't hang up.
Okay, yeah, no, I won't. I'll be here.
Okay, I'm back, Josh.
Okay, perfect. You can hear me, Troy?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, cool.
She asked me to speak English, and you know, and said that, hey, we talked once before. And
I see that.
You know, just like that. But that's the only way because I get thousands of calls, you know, and you can't understand what they're saying, and I just refuse to talk to anybody. But,
of course.
As far as what it takes for me to join, be honest with you, you probably won't want it. You're not going to be able to make that agreement, but I have to get from the way I've been burned, either I think about it in 30 days or I get 30 days free.
Right.
Period.
Yeah.
And see how the process works. Because if I'm not receiving a return on investment.
Right.
And that's a heartache in itself. If I don't see that return on investment of my $249 every month, and you know, I'm gonna be pissed.
Right.
And Then on top of that, it's just like a gym membership.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a gym membership contract and getting nothing out of it. You know,
I'm
stuck with the contract, but that's how I see it. Either I think about it in 30 days or I get 30 days free.
Right.
And then I pay the next 30 days. But
right.
I have to a return on investment. That, I'm going to be honest with you too. The next best thing I got burned on, and you probably don't want to hear it, but I got burned on Yelp. I got burned on Yelp.
Yeah, that's common.
I got burned on Yelp. I got burned $1,000 on Yelp because she told me that try it out for 2 weeks. If you don't get any clientele, call me back and we will remove you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I tried it out for 2 weeks. I dropped $500 on that 2 weeks. I dropped $500 prepaid.
Wow.
Okay. I didn't get no return on investment. And I called her back. I could never get back through to her at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go online to try to look up how to cancel and stop my direct deposit, you know, from Yelp. But at the same time, I had to pay that next month bill. And that was like $349. I got that next month bill. And then I didn't get nothing off of Yelp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At the same time, I tried to stop it. I got a text message from someone asking about, coming to look at their house for a pressure washing, and it was through texting. So when I was texting them, they would never give me their name and address so I could come and see them. But at the same time, me responding through text messages, because they come off of Yelp, I had to pay for those kicks, what they call kicks and hits and all that. So that cost me another $200. So I dropped $1,000 off on Yelp.
Mm-hmm.
And I never had a return on investment off of that. So I was scammed on that because the person that was texting me, I kept going back and forth. Yes, I come by and take a look at your house. Give me your name and address. You know? And they just kept going round and round and avoiding my question. So I just said, listen, this is a scam. Stop texting me. Come to find out. It was.
Wow.
And get on Yelp on it. Because I respond back to them people, you know?
Right.
So that was hit off of Yelp.
Right.
You know? They got my email address because I had, you know, tried it out. So I still get several emails from Yelp about returning.
Of course.
You know?
Yeah.
But I had to go to my bank and stop that. So it's, I have hatred in my heart for stuff like this because you're taken from me, and I spent my money for advertising, and it's not working. You know, it's not working at all. I'm not getting a return on investment. If I see myself getting 2-3 customers, you know, a week off of Google,
right?
Then I can make my money back because I can pay that monthly fee,
right?
Of $249. But
right.
If I ain't getting one person off of Google a month, I ain't making no money.
Exactly.
I'm making no money. So I got a heartache about it, man.
Sure. Well, Troy, I mean, you got to look at it this way. You know, first and foremost, when it comes to Yelp, you know, you're looking at Yelp. Yelp, you know, people aren't typically going on Yelp to find work, right? Google is the number one search engine. I wouldn't recommend doing anything with anybody else as far as Yelp, Home Advisors, Angie's, Thumbtack, Thrive. I mean, any of these companies, the problem is is that you're going through a company to get leads, right? You're not going through us to receive anything. What we do is that we basically are just showcasing your business directly on Google, right? We cut all the middleman out. We make sure that your business is on there. We'll rank you for those 15 keywords on Google. The problem right now, you're not getting any calls, and you will continue to not get calls, is because there's nobody optimizing your Google listing page right now, and nobody's actually doing the work to get your company ranking for those keywords. Let me give you a great example, okay? So right now, when it comes to deck cleaning, right? So I just looked up deck cleaners near me, right? And then what we can do is that we can take a look to see how many people in a 50-mile radius in your area is searching for just that keyword, right? Deck removal or deck cleaning, sorry. In that search term, there was already 1,127 people in the last 30 days that searched it. Guess how many people know that your business does that? Zero, right? So the power of the program is not just our company, but it's being able to verifiably see that you are ranking in the first page of Google. It only takes us 30 to 45 days. Now, you already have a Google business profile. I don't know who created this for you, but, you know, it has the T-Vision Z, pressure washing, comma, LLC, Midgar, comma, GA. That, we got to fix all this stuff for you. Because right now, whoever did it before, I don't know if they knew what they were doing. Because the way that they have it listed right now, that's not how you optimize a Google listing page. So here's what I recommend, because we can't do 30 days for free. That's almost like saying, hey, can you pressure wash my entire house for free? I'll see how good of a job you do, and then maybe next year, you know, I'll sign up for you, right? So we won't be able to do it for no cost for the first 30 days, only because there is a ton of work that we're going to do within that 30 days, okay? So you are going to be paying for a service. Now, we've been around for 19 years. I don't want to force you to do anything you don't want to do. If you want to wait 30 days, no problem. If you want to wait 20 years, we're not going anywhere. The problem is that the reason that we called you is because we're looking to fill the position today. So as soon as I hang up with you, I'm going to get another call. No hard feelings, but it's probably going to be one of the competitors within a 50-mile radius of your area. Once we work with them, we don't work with competitors, right? Unfortunately, we won't be able to work with anybody else, right? So there's a pro and con to that, right? So if we sign you up, the benefit is that we're not working with anybody else, right? We can't. We're just not allowed to, right? So that's a benefit, all right? One thing I can tell you is, it's no contract, canceling at any time. Why don't you at least give us a shot, right? What I can do for you is, if you're interested in the 249, that's going to include Facebook as well. That's what I recommend, right? I recommend the Google listing will obviously help you with the site, and then also the more important part is the Facebook advertisements too, because we'll start doing Facebook advertisements within 7 to 14 days, right? So we're already getting business out there. We're going to fix your Google business profile listing. We're going to make sure that it's optimized correctly. I mean, they work on this on a daily basis to make sure that this stuff is working. All of this is verifiable. We get you hooked up with analytics to show you everything that we're doing. How many clicks, how many calls, where they're coming from, right? We don't hide anything, right? Give us that 30 days, right? Let us at least prove to you that we're different. If you want to cut out the Facebook and just give us a shot with just the Google listing to see how we do, I can bring it down to $199 today. So it'll be $199 today. We'll get everything, we'll get the ball rolling. We'll close out the listing. We'll at least be able to fix a bunch of stuff that's going on right now with your Google listing. We'll get you ranking on the first page within that 30 to 45 day mark, probably quicker because you already have one, but we got to take a look and see what the other companies has already done. And that way that'll give you at least a chance, right? At least give us a chance to prove to you that we are different than everybody else. I'm not going anywhere. We'll set up a time that you'll meet our team. It's a phone call. It's like basically an interview once we sign you up. It takes like 30 to 45 minutes. And what they do is that they'll go over like all the nitty gritty, right? Those are the people that you're going to talk to, but I'll give you my email address, phone number, direct extension, the whole nine yards. I communicate typically better via email and then schedule callbacks up because I'm on the phone pretty much all day. So usually I'll schedule a call back up with you, give you a call back. And then, you know, if you have to ask me a question or talk to me about your marketing, more than welcome to do that too. How does that sound? Is that at least?
And I will say you talk a good game like the rest of them, but I'm trying to trust you now. But let me ask you this:
sure.
With Google Profile, what do you mean about dressing it up, fixing it up?
Before I answer that, repeat that one more time, just so make sure I understood your question.
Okay, you said my Google Profile, whoever did my name.
Yep.
What? Tell me what's exactly wrong.
So I'll tell you exactly wrong. So I can sit here and talk to you quite literally for hours about how optimization works, but I'm not. I'm just going to specifically just talk about just the name, right? You got to understand what Google is. Google is indexes businesses, okay? Google doesn't know who you are, what you do. It has no feelings. It just basically looks at names, it looks at words, and then it categorizes it how it feels that it should be. So, for instance, when you got your Google business profile listed as TV, T, Vision, Z, Pressure Washing, comma, LLC, Midcolville, comma, GA, Google's looking at that like, okay, I guess this is a pressure washing service, and I guess it's only going to be in Milgaville. Like, I think I'm saying that correctly, right?
Milledgeville.
Milledgeville. Okay, sorry. So it says that you're a pressure washing company just in Milledgeville. That's it. It's not going to go to any surrounding areas. It's not going to go to that 100-mile radius because it's only looking at the words, right? Now, what we do is that we fix all that for you, right? We make sure that Google indexes your company, even though your word says, quote-unquote, pressure washing. We're going to tell Google, hey, you don't just do pressure washing, right? We're going to make sure those keywords are hitting for all the other stuff, right? So like the deck cleaning, just as an example, that's off the top of my head. You know, deck cleaning you also do. Google don't know you do that, right? We're going to optimize it to make sure that you're listed on the first page of Google when you're typing in those keywords specifically. So in layman's terms, that's what we mean by fixing it.
Okay. Because I don't want to just tailor to Millersville. I guess it's on there because that's where the business is.
Of course. Owned
it.
Of course.
But, you know, the keywords in itself, if we fix that, then we can go from there.
100%.
And then the Facebook, you know, how can you fix this Facebook creation? How can you do that?
I don't know if there's anything to fix in the Facebook creation, but I will tell you this. I was trying to find. Do you have a business Facebook page?
Yeah, I got one. It's T Vision.
Let me see. So here's a prime example, right? So I type in T Vision Pressure Washing Facebook. And I'm getting like Patriot Pressure Washing, Clarkville Pressure Washing. Like your Facebook's not even like popping up. So let me see Facebook page. I think this is it. Okay, I can't find it right now. But either way, right? So the way that it works is this: what we do is that we'll take your business page, right? We'll become administrators. You'll own it. It's still yours, right? We're not gonna like own it or anything like that. And if you leave us, it's obviously still yours, but we'll just become the administrators on it. What they'll do is that they'll optimize it for you just to make sure that like, even like right now, when I'm looking at trying to find your Facebook page, we're going to make sure that Google like knows what it is and it's indexing it properly. But the more important part, how you're going to start receiving phone calls is quite literal advertisements. So anybody that's within a 50-mile radius of where you're currently located, as they're scrolling through their Facebook, if any of them were looking for somebody to do algae remover, asphalt shingle roof installation, whatever, they're going to see your business pop up. They're going to say, oh, we see that you were looking for downspout repair. Well, T-Vision Pressure Washing does this, 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 and this, right? And it'll showcase basically all the stuff that you do, and then it has like a click-to-call feature. So if they're on their cell phone, they can literally look at your business and say, oh, that's pretty cool. I was just talking about that. Boom, click on it. Hey, I was like, you're looking for somebody to install some gutters. What can you guys do? Boom. That's a lead, right? That's what we do, right? And we do that, we basically do that like daily to make sure that everything is like optimized.
Okay, then. I think my last question is, if you can, do y'all do Facebook creation, business name creation? Like, if you can't pull it up, can you create one?
Well, okay. So you just have to, so when you talk to our team, the only thing we ask you to do is to create it. All you have to do is create the username and password for it and all that stuff. Once it's created, literally that's it. We'll do everything else for you. So you just literally have to just set it up, and they'll walk you through that as well.
Okay. Cause I have one, but yeah, you know, y'all say y'all can't see it. I don't know what the deal is.
Yeah, I'm sure they can find it, but I found some pressure washing stuff. Cause I'm on my own personal Facebook page, so I'm trying to, like, you know, usually I'm able to find it pretty quick, but let me try one more time.
I just flipped to it myself, and it, you know, the T-Vision Pressure Washing LLC.
LLC, okay, yeah, I just found it right now, okay. Yeah, so... Yep, I got it. Perfect. Okay, here it is.
See a picture with my shirt.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a nice shirt, man.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Oh, man, that's clean. Yeah, that's a good-looking shirt. Yeah, but look, you even got the Google symbol directly on your shirt, man.
Yeah.
That's
and
great.
And you got, you see my business card in the background?
Yep. Yeah, you got the business card and as the top part of it, which looks good. Yeah, so this is this type of stuff that you need. So like you already have kind of like a foot in the door. So like I'm a big fan of under promising over delivering. So the maximum amount of time it's going to take us is 30 to 45 days, right? But you already have all this stuff set up. We just have to kind of dive in there and say, okay, let's get that 19 years experience, because it's not a guessing game anymore, right? We don't, it's all about the algorithm, but honestly, when you do it for as long as we have, it's basically going through and having to fix what other people have basically done and try, right? And sometimes it's almost like they're like experimenting on business owners, like Google listings and all that stuff. And we're like, this is nuts. But yeah, so it'd probably be quicker than that. But yeah, this is great. You just give them access to this and then they'll start it. It takes like 7 to 14 days and they'll already start doing advertisements on it.
Oh, okay. So it takes 7 to 14 days.
Yeah, about a week. Yeah, we know.
Oh, it takes about a week, and so
yeah.
When I start getting leads after the 7-14 business day.
Yeah, so the timelines breakdown is this, right? So like the first, we'll get you the first and foremost. We'll schedule time. You can meet with them today. You can meet with them tomorrow. I'm sorry, today's Friday, so it'll be today or Monday. All right, whatever day works better for you, doesn't matter. After that meeting, within the first week, what we'll do is that we'll get you hooked up with your reporting dashboard, like I was telling you before, and we'll get you hooked up with the directory submissions. So we do Google, we do Facebook, we do Bing, we do Yelp, and we do Apple, all right? We handle all that stuff for you, so you don't have to worry about it, and we'll start doing all your content creation.
I thought you don't recommend Yelp.
We will not advertise on Yelp. What we'll do is that we'll make sure that you're a business at least on there. We'll make sure that that's also optimized as well, because the biggest thing about the internet is that everything has to be identical. It has to be the same. If your stuff is different all over the place, Google kind of gets a little weird with that, and it's hard to index your business. So that's what we mean by those five directory submissions. So we make sure that it's submitted throughout the internet all the way across. But we do not recommend like spending like, you know, $1,000 to advertise on Yelp, because you're not going to get your return on investment. Google is where you want to put the money towards.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. And then the first week or two, we'll do the Facebook advertisements. And then after that, you got the 30 to 45 days for the Google listing. Like I said, it's probably earlier. So you'll get calls within that first month for sure. It's that second month is when everything's clicking, everything is up to date, everything is good. And then that's when people are like, oh, okay, yeah, this makes sense. And then boom, they're with us for the next, you know, year, year and a half, or if they move or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. What do you say? You want to get started so that way we can at least get that ball rolling and prove a lot of this stuff to you?
All right, let's see.
All right. All right. Like I said, I ain't going anywhere here. So
what payment do you take?
We could do anything. So we could do credit, debit. This is all tax write-off. It comes up as Google advertisements. So if you have like a business card you typically use, we recommend using that just to make it easier for you at the end of the year for your taxes, but any debit or credit card.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. After that.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, give us a shot for 30 days. I think you'll love it. Like I said, it's we had a lot of people in the same boat as you, and you know, this is kind of like your wife. You know, you've been married for what you said, 28 years.
Yeah.
Well, it took you a little bit to find her, right? So this is kind of like one of those moments here. So so Troy, is your first name just Troy, T-R-O-Y?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your last name, Troy?
Myers.
M-Y.
It's S-T-I-R-E-S.
Okay, perfect. Are you from Baltimore?
Uh-uh, no. Uh-uh.
No? Okay, right, you said Aura. As R, and I know a lot of people from Baltimore, Maryland that says Ara.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, Georgia.
Georgia. Well, obviously Georgia, but there's people in Baltimore that say Ara, and I'm like, what the heck is an Ara? But that's how they pronounce R. So, yeah. So that's why I had asked. Sorry. All right. What's a good, email address? Is it the tspires2@windstream.net? Is that the one you want to use or something else?
Yeah, I got two of them, though.
Okay, which one do you want us to use?
You can use the one you got.
The T-Spires 2?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and the phone number you want listed for Google, for people to call you, is it the same one, the 478-457-7737?
Correct.
All right, perfect. What is the business address you want to have listed?
149. Highview, that HIGHVIEW.
Mm-hmm.
Road, southeast. Mm-hmm. And then you see the Minnesville.
Yeah, yep. 31061?
31061.
Exactly, okay.
How much commercial do you get, you think I get? Because I like to do a lot of commercial projects too, but I want both though.
have you been licensed to do, because we can do commercial as well, so we could do residential and commercial. So you just tell our team what you want more of, and then we'll market you more toward that. So if you're able to do commercial, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm able to do commercial too.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'll put in a note here, but yeah.
I got license through the state of Georgia. I got a license.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah, awesome. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. In that case, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got license and insurance.
License and insurance. Okay, perfect. So let me that's actually a question I asked. So you already jumped the gun on that one. So that's perfect.
Yeah, I'm license and insurance.
So let me put that down there. All right. So we could choose up to 15 keywords. So what keywords do you want to be found for?
Let's see here. Residential, commercial.
Okay.
Self-wash. And then pressure washing in itself. Pressure washing.
Mm-hmm.
Decks, porches.
Mm-hmm. Cleaning them, like cleaning, install, what type?
Cleaning and install.
Oh, nice, okay. Okay.
Concrete.
Concrete.
cleaning and install.
Okay. Perfect. All right. What else?
Driveways.
Mm-hmm.
Did I tell you sidewalks?
You didn't, but I can put it. Driveways, sidewalks, okay.
Dumpster pad. Dumpster pad cleaning.
Okay.
Roof washing.
Mm-hmm.
Gutter cleaning.
Okay.
Land clearing.
Land clearing, okay.
Put mulching.
Okay.
Along with that land clearing, put mulching, slat
mulching,
you know, forward mulching.
Okay, yeah, got it.
How many more names we got? How many we got in all?
Let's see. All right, so overall we got about 14. Probably do one more.
What else?
Mm-hmm.
That I'm missing.
If you're struggling to come up with one, when we schedule time to meet the team to go over like all the nitty gritty stuff, you could also tell them there as well. So you don't have to think about it right now. You'll have a little bit of time to also think about that stuff too. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And, so we're going to do a 50 mile radius. We're going to keep everything pretty close and tight for you. The zip code you want us to market your business towards, is it the 31061?
You can expand 75-mile radius.
So for the program that we have you on, the max is going to be, 25. The max is going to be 50. So what happens is that, so you can choose like a zip code to go off of, and then we'll do like a 50-mile radius off of that zip code. So some people choose like something closer to them that's a little bit more populated, or we could keep the one that you have right now. Because once you get you on the first page for all those keywords, it's better for a company to do within that 50-mile radius, because then you're not driving all over God's creation house to house. You know what I mean? You got to do 100 miles this way and then 80 miles this, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So how many zip codes do I have to give you?
Just one, and we'll do an area for it.
Okay, let me see here.
Mm-hmm.
It'll also include the area code of hand, though, right?
Say it again?
The area code, I'm in the 31061, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If I give you another area code, well, that expands out that 4.
Yeah, which area code? Well, what is it, zip code?
Not area code. I meant to say zip code.
I know what you mean.
If I said 30642.
Let's see. So is that like Greensboro?
Yeah. That's Lake Ocona. That's the money city.
Okay. Yeah, we could do that.
Okay. Now, if I want to go out, I want to go another direction too. If I want to go another, so if I, 'cause what I'm trying to say is, these zip codes that I want to give you, I want to go in those areas as well.
Mm-hmm.
I want to expand myself in a circle, a big round circle.
Okay.
Not
just which is. Mm-hmm. Which is fine.
You know,
What I'll recommend for you is if you want to do like a larger area, it is more money, right? So like the bigger you go, the more money it's going to cost because it's more of a dense population and there's more optimization that has to happen. So the 249, what I personally recommend if you want to do it, we can start you in that zip code, the 30642. See if we do a good job. If we're doing a good job and we're crushing it and you're getting that return on investment, what we can do is that we can upgrade you from that point, and then we'll go to like another zip code and then kind of work off of that and then just kind of keep slowly building you all the way around. Cause we also don't want to overwhelm you either. Some people get a little overwhelmed.
Okay. See, like I'm next to Macon, Georgia. Okay. That's another big city. That's another big city. Will I get in it? Will I come up on Google if somebody put in my name? That's in Macon, Georgia. Will I be able to go to that Macon, Georgia area?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cause I was just wondering if I gave you that Greensboro zip code, I'll strictly be in just, I don't want to subject myself strictly for Greensboro. I want to
Got it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it would be Greensboro, and then it would be that 50-mile radius. So it'd be a radius around. So it won't just be specifically Greensboro and just the people inside of there. It'd be the entire radius out of there. You know, you'll run into some trouble where it's like, you know, 150 miles out, you know, you're going to be on Google. You're just not going to be listed like on the first page of Google. You know what I mean?
Put Greensboro?
Yeah, just in general, just like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it doesn't matter what you choose. It's where basically, like if you're saying Greensboro, cause I'm looking at it right now. So if you're looking at Greensboro, it would just be a 50-mile radius from Greensboro. If you want to do where you're currently at right now in, I can't pronounce this. I don't know why. Milledgeville. Okay, Milledgeville, yeah. If you want to do a 50-mile radius from Milledgeville, then we can do that as well. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, so Greensboro, if I do Milledgeville, Greensboro is within my 50-mile radius.
Exactly.
Macon, Georgia is in my 50-mile radius.
Exactly.
So that's why I was saying, will I go outside of Greensboro or will I go outside of Macon? If I give you another zip code, you know, how did that work? That's what I'm trying to tailor to.
So if you're asking my personal opinion and you want to cover, let me see. If you want to cover all that, I would recommend. So let's close out of this.
Yeah, I just don't stay in Milledgeville. My question is, say somebody in Macon, and if somebody's in Macon, Georgia, and they look up pressure washing and give that defined name, deck cleaning, would my name come up? You know, like that.
Yes, it would. Yeah, because I see Waynesboro there, so that would be covered under it. So, yeah, I would probably say keep it where it's at right now, where you're at. Milledgeville, and then do the 50-mile radius there, because that should be able to cover at least that larger surface area to get you ranking. And then once we're doing a good job there, and then you see that everything is fine, then we can start expanding further, basically further and further.
Okay. So
you see. So yes, yeah, so I'll put that.
Well, let me give you another zip code, man.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Let me give you Macon, Georgia, then. Zip code.
Okay. Just let me know whenever you're ready.
They got several zip codes.
Yeah.
Five, three. Yeah, they got about five zip codes.
Jeez.
Trust 3-1-2-1-0.
All right. Oh yeah, I see where it's at. Macon.
Yeah.
It's kind of like where you're at. Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I want to hit all those areas.
Oh, this whole area over. Yeah, that's a good area.